Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hiya! Sanu, welcome. This is the Wanderlust Wonder segment on See the World with Ajala Nene. And you know, this is where we spotlight tourist destinations in Africa and way beyond. Today, our spotlight is Obunike Cave and Waterfalls. Yeah. The Obunike Caves, located in Anambra State, my state by the way, are a network of caves and tunnels with spiritual and cultural significance to the Igbo people. The caves are situated in a valley with tropical rainforests behind Ogba Hills in Obunike. Descending into the valley where the caves are located is a lengthy walkway made up of about 317 steps. Yep, you heard that right. When you reach the end of the walkway, there's an opening space used as a reception point where visitors are, by tradition, must remove their shoes. If not, you put yourself into trouble. You heard me. Visitors can explore the caves, swim in the crystal clear waters of the cave pool, and learn about the traditional rituals associated with the site. Did you know that there's an annual festival called Ime Ogbe? It's celebrated in commemoration of the discovery of the caves. If you're looking for an authentic site that still retains its historical and spiritual significance, Obunike Caves and Waterfalls is your location. Stay tuned as we listen to our guests for today. No, welcome. Welcome, everyone. And today I have one of my baby girls, Aisha Salami.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Aisha Salami is a travel and tour consultant with almost a decade of experience, working with the trade partners from across the globe to offer the best deals. Guys, she gives the best deals. I am a testimony of that to her clients. She's the founder and CEO of Marshall Africa. Yeah. Yay. She has a background in customer relations, administrative, managerial, and human resources. And her career expands over several industries, fashion, logistics, finance, and of course, travel. Aisha Salami.
Yay! Hi!
Hi!
we'll try.
All right, sweetheart. So the question I always ask my guests, mm-hmm. How did you get here? Why the tourism space?
Interesting journey. But first, hello, Nene.
Hi, sweetheart.
You look so calm.
How do we try? I'm trying.
Okay, yeah, so back to the question. How did Aisha get into the tourism business? Hey, very interesting. Yeah, you know, yeah, even until after 2-3 years, I was still asking myself again and again, like, are you really doing this? Because this is not something that I would ever think that I was going to do.
Mm. What did you study, by the way?
Political science. Yeah. And in my wildest dream, would I even ever think that I was going to do this, really? Because I remember telling my boss at the time I was leaving Once Upon a Destination that year.
Mm. That's where you were working.
Yeah. And that was where I had my first experience as a travel consultant.
How did you get in there in the first place?
Really interesting, because I wasn't working at the time. I left a financial business. At the time, Nigeria was having this crumbling stock exchange stuff. Okay. So they had to let some of us go. Yeah. And at the time, even before they let me go, I already had my resignation letter written.
Ah, you were ready to leave there?
I was ready to leave because I was having some health issues. Okay. And my doctor was advising. So, I mean, but then their own came before my own came in. And then I was like, okay. I was quite heartbroken at some point. But then I brushed myself up with my resignation letter, like, I wanted to leave, you know. So I didn't work for a year. I learned makeup artistry at the time. So I remember my friend, Toju, he came to me and was like, Aisha, won't you work? No, it was Tayo. Tayo, won't you work? I be at Omotayo. And they use Omotayo in my, And he was like, Tayo, are you not going to work anymore? I enjoy the fact that I was partnering up with you on HR and everything. And I have some graduates that need work and stuff. And I was like, I'm enjoying this. I can wake up anytime. So I was relaxing more. Yeah, there was not so much money, I know, but I mean,
the freedom. Yourself.
Yeah, I could sleep well. My son could see me like every day. Okay. It was sweet. It was sweet. I won't lie, but
the money
wasn't
coming like before.
So it decided that no. Tired, you have to come back to work 9 to 5 and everything. And then a woman reached out to him that she needed someone to start up her travel side for us and everything. And then he reached out to me and I was wondering, like, told you, I don't have an experience in that, you know. I was like, hey, I know you. You are very spontaneous. I know you. You can do it. And I'm like, I can do it. How? We dragged that. But I moved in and the woman loved me. Just like that. The first point of interview, she just fell in love with me. I remember her saying, okay, so then I mentioned that, I mentioned where I was coming from. And then she was like, oh, I know your MD, Lillian Olubi. I know her. I love her. You know, and I think that was an edge. And then she reached out to Toju and said, you know what? I know she doesn't have an experience, but I love the way she speaks. I love the way she carries herself. Toju said, you see, I told you, madam, I told you. And then I started working there. No experience now. 2 years. Okay. It was 2 years.
Okay.
I left and I worked with another. So before I left, that was where Maksha started. It started in a subconscious way because in my mind, I was like, I'm not doing this thing. I'm into makeup. You know, I was always looking for a makeup gig every weekend and stuff. But I find myself doing this thing subconsciously.
Yeah.
Curating tours.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it wasn't tours I was calling. I was just like a get together for me and a few friends. Let's hang out. Let's, you know, let's go to the beach and let's go to this hotel. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, what's this place like? Airbnb. Just wanting to go to a new space like every weekend, even if it doesn't happen every time. I always just wanted to
get something for people.
And then I've always loved to travel. Always loved to travel, road trips, flights, everything. But then, you know, I never just thought. But, you know, God just used these people. So, like, I love to mention names.
Go ahead. It's
Mr. Dipor, Veronica, Dami is our brand coiner. I always like to say the person that's created her name. She says, no, that's this brand coiner. Okay. I'm like, okay, fine.
Coin brand name.
And she was one that gave, she's just like, okay, Aisha, what's your best color? I'm like, magenta. She's like, okay, your name and your best color. Okay, let's see what we can do about it. And she started bringing out a lot of Magaisha, Maksha. When she mentioned Maksha, I was like, no, that's just unique. I won that one. Mm. And that was
so it's magenta and your name mixed together.
Yeah, so it's magenta and Aisha.
I said Africa.
Yeah. So it was my mom that put Africa. And that was after our first local trip.
Mm.
She just said, this is your business. It's going places. It will go Africa. It will go Asia, Europe. Mm-hmm. And she was like, how about you add Africa to this matcha so that at least it just stands out. And that was it, because I mean, I was just taking people's, you know, what they say, and I mean, if it's
and building it into your
I mean, as far as it sounds good to me.
So how many years is matcha Africa now?
Matcha Africa will be six next month.
6 years, hey God.
Yeah, June 11th.
So I'd like to
next
ask,
month. Yeah.
How are you able to balance this being a mom Africa. I know you have some teenager. How was it? Because I know that being in the travel space, one of the reasons why I'm not a tour operator or travel agent is because of that. Because whether you like it or not, you have to travel and leave your kids and all this kind. And I know you, in this past how many months that we have been this year, you don't travel how many times already. So how are you as a young mom able to balance traveling, doing your business and raising yourself?
I won't lie, I'm not able to balance anything. All thanks to my mom and God.
So that means your support system and the Holy Father up
there. God has just been good, and my mom. I mean, I'm telling you, like, God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because, I mean, without my mom, I don't know what I will be and anything. I mean, she's just been too much of a supporting system. Too much. She's always there to. She's the only one I'm always telling. I've not made
she's
money.
All your victories and all your losses.
She isn't the only one. Okay. I have a few other people that I know too. My sister, that's Kemi. I pray to God to always bless him for me every time, because he's always just there to give me that
support.
Yeah, and he's always there to always checkmate me, like,
auntie, and you're not doing this right.
His statement is always, show him passion.
What does that mean for
it? Means, hope you're making money. You know, even if I'm complaining, part. Be like, okay, hope you're making money. In the initial stage, he's always like, are you sure of this thing? Because he was more into the makeup artistry thing, like,
because he can see more money from there.
Mm-hmm.
But did you do that?
No, I don't. I still have it in mind.
She still has it, so in case you want to the makeup artist,
yeah,
I still do. All right, so let's go to about yourself. Okay, three things that people don't know about you.
Okay, so I love to sleep.
Sleepaholic.
Yeah, I love to sleep. I love to sleep, but unfortunately, this business has has taken away some sleep from me. But whenever I have the chance to sleep, I sleep. I take it. I do not even my son knows once I'm sleeping, don't disturb.
Yeah.
Then that they don't know about me. Emotional. I'm emotional. People very close to me know this.
Because you have to ask how they steer a lioness.
Oh my God.
Oh, you always
like to seize the opportunity to say that.
She's a pure choleric. If you don't know what I mean, I check on temperament, she's a choleric. But you can't.
Then,
third thing, number three.
I am a shy person.
You guys hear me this way, well. So she's shy.
No, I'm a very shy person. I'm quite of a loner. I love mine.
I know you're a loner. I like your alone time.
Yeah.
I know. But when you say you're shy.
Yeah, I'm a very shy. I'm serious. I mean, whenever I say that, everyone's just like,
moving
it's
on.
Not possible.
It's okay. Moving on. All right. So share three destinations in Nigeria. All the kind of say Nigeria and Africa. At least out of it, maybe one Nigerian or African destination that you advise people to go for. And that you have gone.
Of course, there is nowhere I will mention that I haven't been to. Nowhere. And that's one thing I always do.
Make sure you always in the go business to that place too.
Yes.
Before you take
it. So that I am confident enough to say, oh, look, you can do this, you can do that.
Hey, guys, if you're coming to tourism space, take that cue. Mm-hmm. Always try to go to where
always.
Even though it's advised to go, make sure you have somebody in there that you can trust.
Yeah,
a local.
Yes. So three places within Nigeria. Obudu.
Everybody has always. Everybody.
Obudu. No, that place is
heaven.
Heaven. Magnificent.
It's heaven on earth.
I'm telling you, it's just everything.
I've been to Cross River, but I've not been to that place.
Wow. Oh wow! Please, you need to visit.
I'm definitely going there.
Where else in Nigeria? I went to Ososo. In Edo State, Ososo.
Ososo, okay. What
it's a beauty
there?
To behold.
What's it about?
Many beautiful mountains to climb. And
so
at the
hiker,
top,
you will love it.
Oh, you will love it. Mm. You will love it. Ah, you will love it. Yes.
Ososo.
Yeah. We didn't even get to the highest.
But
we got to a place, and I don't know, it was so beautiful. No, I didn't. But I was, I soaked in the whole, you know, it was beautiful. The scenery. Yes, it is actually. It is. We will lie.
Don't know what we have.
We don't. We really do not. We do not even appreciate what we have, really.
That's what we don't appreciate.
We don't.
What we have. So what's the third place?
Another place that I will say is Africa. Mm. That will be Zanzibar.
Why Zanzibar?
Ah.
This
it's
one
too.
This one you're holding your breath.
You know when you just want it's not budget friendly yet, but I mean it's also budget friendly. It's okay. Not as expensive as the likes of maybe Maldives and stuff. Okay. But
so is it good honeymoon spot? Is it good honeemoon spot?
Yes.
A lot of people I know have been
honeymoon.
Family
for tourists,
friendly.
Yes, family friendly. It's just beautiful.
What is there that made it beautiful? Tell us a place there.
Is it the spice? Is it the food? Is it the scenery? Is it okay?
You were eating pop some days ago.
I love yummy foods.
We love yummy.
No. I mean.
So the food.
So like
what else?
The spice, the food, the people, the atmosphere, the everything,
very
the water.
Serene.
Yes, everything
me. Can you retire there? You think someone you like to retire?
I do not mind.
So that's how beautiful it is. I say it's better than seashells.
Seashells is beautiful too. It's calm, it's small.
Yeah, but that's why I like it. It's homely.
Yeah, quite homely. And people there too are also very welcoming.
Very
yeah. Homely, welcoming and everything. But for me, Zanzibar. There's just so many things to see. If you want water, you see. If you want wildlife, you see. Like,
if you want mountain climbing, hiking,
you see.
Snookering,
you see. Like, it just has so many things.
One. All right. So before I forget, I know that you're a sucker for girls' trip. Guys, if you want to do it, everyone that trusts me, they say they want to do their girls' trip. And he's my almost partnered to do our women tourism luncheon
that year, like, 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Was it two or three?
It was last year.
Elections
now spoiled our
the whole thing.
Trip. All right, so
I love girls' trip.
Why is that? Because that to me, when I think of Marshall Africa, the first thing that comes to is girls' trip. I'm like, anyone wants to do girls' trip, just send them to you, send them your way. Why that?
I love anything girls' thing. I just feel like it's a safe space. Look, regardless of how we women can be, when we come together,
magic happens.
A whole lot.
I know.
We are quite comfortable, even if we're not comfortable on, you know, too much on the outside, like everyone's just being cautious of, you know, maybe I'm this, I'm that. Regardless.
After
we
a while,
always just blend. We always just, there's just this energy that comes out of ladies together enjoying their time. Actually, when there's a whole lot of them just calming down, forgetting the life outside there,
forgetting their position,
just let them forget
what they do.
Like, the first thing you can do to capture a very good girl's trip, let them forget any nonsense or any blah 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 or any whatever that they're going through outside.
Yeah,
let them
be
get
in a safe space.
Together, be calm. I'm looking for the best word to use now, but it's not coming. Yeah, that serenity just come.
Yeah.
Make them calm. That's why in any girls trip we'll do, I always make sure that we always have that spa section.
That spa. Okay.
Even before the spa. So the spa section comes last.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
To wrap it up.
Yeah, to wrap it up. But you see that, let's discuss. Let's talk. Let's talk about relationship. Let's talk about ourselves, hygiene, you know. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, we're human.
It's about human beings.
Yeah, we're human.
It's not sex tourism, though.
I'm not really
piping, but
I heard about it 2 years ago, and amazing how they said
it's a big deal.
Yes, it is. I hear that the likes of Tanzania too is involved in sex tourism. I'm surprised because I've been to Zanzibar twice, and I haven't involved myself in
that.
Yeah,
because you've not asked. They do. I have a lot of foreigners that come down for it.
Even in South Africa.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? You know what? On my next trip to South Africa, I will make sure that I indulge in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always love to indulge in things.
Experience what it's all about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know it's a big deal. Some negative things about it, of course, and some interesting things about it. Just find out more, guys. So if you're listening and you want to know more, check about sex tourism. It's only an industry.
Oh, yes.
It's quite booming.
Yes, I heard so too. Interesting how I hear that they want to start that in, is it Gambia? Is it Gambia or Senegal?
But I know
one
in Africa,
close
we have
West African country wants to start it if they've not started
already. So guys, go and check out more about it.
So for our girls trip, it's always a suiting
experience.
Yeah,
women. And yeah, I can agree with you. Like when we held the last tourism women luncheon that we held at the beginning, everybody was still for me.
Yeah.
By the time I told my co-host, I said, break them, put all the older one, younger one together, put them in teams. By the time I put in a team, everybody melted. And then before you knew it, by the time we're leaving, we're asking for people's numbers.
Yes.
Have a number. Oh, hey guys,
and it's amazing what we can achieve.
Yeah.
After the old get
our
together.
Our industry is the industry that has the highest women. It's something percent of us are women running this industry. So if we cannot learn to work together, the industry will not move forward.
We won't.
Hoping this tourism women luncheon or these hangouts that we do will open the door for more women to come together and have
a safe space.
Hopefully. So let's wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to anyone coming to the industry, those of us already in the industry, and our elderly ones, our veterans? What advice you have for us?
For any young, old, anyone coming into this industry, look, it's not easy. It's not.
Tell the truth.
It is not easy. You can go for months without making one naira. Mm. It's the truth. Mm. And then you have to be out there. You have to keep putting things out.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent, even if you're not making money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so many people say, oh, the passion for me. It was not passion. It was just something I was doing. And then God kept using people to, you know, look, madam, look this way. You have to do this thing. So if you're coming in, you have to persevere. You have to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just know that, look, you know what? If I'm doing this, I'm doing this. You cannot jump in and jump out. No. If you want to do it, you just have to.
Know
that money might not come in a long time, but sometimes when the money comes, it's very sweet. Oh, really sweet. No, I'm serious. It comes, boom. And you now see that like, oh, yeah. So then that's where you have to be wise.
Thank you.
Because when that money comes in, boom, like that, you have to be wise enough to,
spread it for the month.
Yeah.
Spread it through the year.
And then also make sure that sets a good stepping stone for more business to come in.
Exactly. Thank
you. It's not too much. It's fun. It's real fun. It's the truth. Like some people will say, people that are out there that don't know the back end work, they'll say, oh, you're having fun while you're working.
They say that
Well, I always tell them, I say, oh yeah, it is fun. You want to come in?
It is fun.
Please come in. But then guess what? In some 3 months, sometimes you won't make money.
Mm-hmm.
In sometimes 4 months, you won't make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the truth. You beat yourself to it like, some people are making money. So sometimes you see some people travel, you'll be wondering like, hey God, what am I doing? What am I doing different? I've been there. I've asked myself, sometimes I see some people when I go on Instagram and then I see some people in another country, you'll not be wondering like, hey, what am I doing differently?
Like I'm not doing right.
You just have to, if you're in it, you're in it. You just have to be there. You have to put a lot of things out there to say, oh, look, this is what I'm doing.
Mm.
You know, I'm doing this thing. I'm here for real, for good.
Yeah.
And then you just have to keep putting out positive things
out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
With time, it will come.
It will come.
And yeah, the money is
sweet. You're here today, now. If not.
After many years. And so many times I've had to run away and, you know, just
come back.
And then, but then I've had lovely team members. Oh my God. Abimbola, God bless you.
Amen.
Katrina, God bless you. Amen. Umar, God bless you. I can't count the amount of work this.
So that means having the right support system, team, people that you can work with and trust to help with your work when you're not available. So for the days you run away.
So many times I am mentally not available because I'm like, what am I even doing? And that's where the likes of Larry will say, are you making money? Okay, how much did you make this month? How much have you made in 2-3 months? And my head, I'm checking like, hey, God. Hey, God. And then I just say, sometimes I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? You know, you have to. You know, you have. I'm like, but then when there's money, I always want it. Before I even ask, I'm like, I made money. I made this amount. And then just be like, okay.
Having the right accountability around you too. So I think what I've gotten from you is that I have the right team, have the right support system, have the right accountability partner that will help you to stay on track with what you're doing.
And then, there's someone, Dako. Ha, Hadi Dako Fulabi, my blue ray. That one has even given me something that I don't even know. It's like, okay, by media, we want to see
what you have done.
The finance account. I'm like,
No, but it's true. If you don't have this kind of people in your life, you will not be serious what you're doing. You just take this as a game.
And then it goes like, oh yeah, I understand that. You know, sometimes you just want to, you know, you just want to just take. I'm like, ha, hey. But then you have to be accountable. I'm like, okay, sir, no problem. Hey, God. But, you know, but yeah. Accountability partners
and the right team.
Really key.
Aisha, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing me.
You're welcome.
Because, I mean, after how many years being recognized by this notable African queen? Thank you so much. Thank you really, 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 really much. Appreciate God bless you. God bless you, your team, your company. You guys are going places. People are going places. I'm serious.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
'That we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.